Grateful Apparel people, let me tell you guys a little something about the brand Grateful. If you guys aren't aware, I became an official Grateful brand ambassador a while back, and let me tell you, the clothes are absolutely comfortable, and they're just awesome designs and really cool. They got everything from hats, hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves, shorts, you name it, they got it. They have various colors, designs, a good vintage look to it. Right now, I'm wearing the Cam Grateful hoodie and the Daisy trucker hat right now, if you're seeing this on video. And I'm holding up some t-shirts here, too. A Grateful Heart is the Key to Happiness. That's the one shirt I got. And also here, also the Grateful with the arch, the 3D. This looks like the old Microsoft Word design to it. I cannot stress this enough. The clothes here are so comfortable, and they're such a cool look to it, and also it's a great message. Grateful, you just got to be grateful for everything in life, and that's something I definitely learned throughout this past year, and basically I'm carry on for the rest of my life, to be grateful. Golden Brand is made for you, the hardworking man or woman, just being grateful for life and whatnot. And I just got to keep saying it. These clothes are awesome. It's a great company, a great message, and as a brand ambassador, I just got to keep saying it. Stuff is awesome. You want to get some cool merch like the ones I'm wearing right now? You definitely head over to www.gratefulapparel.com. While you're over there, check out a bunch of stuff they got, and use the code Fonz, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order. That's right. Use code Fonz, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order at Grateful Apparel. Get yourself a hat, a t-shirt, shorts. Get whatever you want and use the code Fonz, F-O-N-Z, at checkout for 15% off your order. Support the brand. Support Grateful. Support an awesome message. That's all I got to say. Go check it out now.
209. Hello, everybody. You guys all look great. I'm assuming you do. Just snoring out there. Got a good episode of playoff football. Playoff football. Protect the flock. Let's get into the episode.
Hard on your podcast, man. The Slick Back Kickback Report. I love that.
That ball is out of here. The Mets win the ball game.
Stoudemire on the drive. Throws it down. Amari Stoudemire with a season high 35.
Take a team and secure the Burger Town.
Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab! Touchdown! Mark Andrews!
It's on the way. Stand by for Titanfall.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Slick Back Kickback Report, your home for all things sports and entertainment. Now, here's your host, Fonz DeFalco.
Thank you for checking out this episode, whether you're watching on YouTube, Fonz DeFalco, whether I rebranded back to the Fonz DeFalco YouTube channel. Going to be some videos on there very, very soon. Whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, we're going to get your podcast. Apparently, Google Podcasts is going away. They're moving more towards YouTube Music. So don't worry if you subscribe on Google. You'll probably figure out where to go. There's other apps we're on everywhere. We're on Pandora, Overcast, a bunch of other, you know, podcast sites too. But we're good. I hope we're all starting for the new year really good. You know, I wrote some goals down, what I want to do in mind for the brand, and also personal stuff, too. I hope everyone else is doing well. Start off the year. Did you go to the gym yet? I didn't work out yet in a couple of days, though. Actually, I haven't worked out in like a week or two. Like anything, really, which I feel it. You feel those effects right away when you don't work out as much. It's just crazy busy stuff going on, but that's just how life works, I guess, though. But we got ourselves a good show today. Really going to talk a lot of football. I know I do a lot of football around this time, you know, but once football season is done, once the big game is done, I do get into more off-season stuff. I talk other sports, obviously. I'm going to have some other guests here down the line. Got a lot of exciting people to have on here, reaching out to some people, so it's going to be a really good, overall good year for the podcast, getting into 5 years of this stuff, too, but it's all fine and dandy. You know, see the jersey behind here, Fans Idea. If you're on audio, you know, go to Fans Idea. The link's down below. You have a custom-made jersey. Got a couple people ordering some jerseys. So shout out to them. If you want to show me your jersey, what did you get with the code, send it over. Like DM it on Instagram or send it to the email, slickbackkickback@gmail.com. So I can share it off with people, show everyone what they're got. I'm curious to see what jerseys everyone gets with that code. I see people buying it, but I just see, like, what they got. Like, they'll say, like, like one was like a green baseball jersey. I'm like, I wonder like what they got on it. So I'm like curious. So if you want to show me, by all means, if you got a question for the podcast, you want to do a video, or honestly any other idea for anything, let me know. Fonz Talk Jersey is doing really, really well too. So definitely want to check that out. Follow the Instagram, Fonz DeFalco X. You call that Twitter /X, whatever you want to call it. I prefer calling it Twitter. That's just me. My personal preference of that, because it's weird saying follow the X. Just throw it out there. Yeah, TikTok, Fonz DeFalco. Not posting on TikTok as much. I'm posting here and there. But you can still check me out on there as well. I want to go live more on TikTok, too. I want to do more interactive stuff. But, you know, all fine and dandy and all that other stuff too, though. So, you know, neither here nor there. So before we get into the actual like playoff stuff too, some little cleaning up of the offseason stuff or the non-playoff teams too. I mean, let's just kind of, I want to just say this, man. I had the Jaguars winning the AFC South, and that collapse, that Jaguars collapse was probably the, it's typical Jaguars what I've watched my entire life, but at least those 2-14 teams, those one-win teams, you just knew they were bad. There was a lot of hype into this season for them, and I fell for it. I thought, that's it. Duval is finally turning things around, and it's just seeing that collapse too. You know, we're trying to, there's people saying, is Trevor Lawrence going to be, is he the guy? I still think he's a competent, good quarterback. I just think everyone has a down year, but, you know, no excuses. You know, you thought Calvin Ridley was going to be like the difference maker. He was okay. He barely broke 1,000, which, I mean, he did it, but defense looked a little sloppy. The weapons around him, I'm a big Travis Etienne guy. I like him a lot, but the Jaguars, man, I think it just comes in with their bad at drafting. Free agency, they don't get a lot of attractive free agents, and the guys they have there just don't develop them nicely. You know, I think they need, it's, I don't know what they need to do. It's just crazy to me, because again, I thought they were gonna do well. I fell for the hype a little bit, but now they're in like a weird purgatory. I think they're kind of one of the worst in the division. They had a chance to win it this year because the Titans, the craziest, the older Titans, you know, with the older running back and everything too. The Colts had a rookie in Anthony Richardson, but then Gardner Minshew was a backup, played the whole year. And you had, at the time, one of the worst teams, the Houston Texans, with a rookie quarterback. Nothing on the roster. At the time, you didn't know. And then you lost to them. And then also you lose the division. They end up winning. So now I think it's the Texans division now for years to come. Colts will definitely be second in line. So you had that little sliver of opportunity. You weren't able to capitalize on that. So, you know, and with the Colts too, you know, I actually give them credit for having a good year. I didn't expect them to do much. Anthony Richardson didn't played few games in the beginning. He's going to look really good next year. But you had to go that far with their backup quarterback to literally like be one play away from making the playoffs. It's still impressive. I think out of all the teams that didn't make the playoffs, I was more disappointed at the Jaguars because of literally, I think at like week 12 or 13, they had like a 96%. I think at the beginning of December, like a 90% chance of making the playoffs. They controlled it. They didn't have to lose. They ended up losing like the last, like one of the last, they won one of their last six games. And they lost all of them in like brutal fashion too. So like that's kind of just ruined it. And then in the game against the Titans too, like to have the Titans to lose, have them beat you to finish your season though. I don't think they need to fire Peterson or whatever, but kind of clean kind of house with your coaching staff and get some new players and have a lot of cap, I guess. You just got to know how to draft better. It's just kind of the state of what the Jaguars have been for so long, too. I don't know why I root for them, kind of, because I kind of want the underdogs to do well, but it's just crazy for me to think with that, too. But, you know, other things, too. Some coaches got fired, too. You know, as always, a Black Monday, the day after the Week 18 now, the regular season. It's always the worst coaches get fired to the ones that are expected. First one, I went to Arthur Smith with the Falcons. He went 21-30 in his 3 years as the coach for the Falcons, too. You expected that. It's just crazy to me. I mean, I'm not just saying with the quarterback play, too, but just the play calling he kind of did was just very weird to me. You have, like, Bijan Robinson. You drafted him really high. You didn't use him in crucial moments. You have Kyle Pitts, one of the most athletic tight ends we've seen in recent memory. You know, he has been a non-factor. His games where he'll just have two catches for 19 yards and then maybe go off. It's like not a lot. You have Drake London, a very competent, very good receiver. You have all these guys. I'm not saying Desmond Ridder was your answer quarterback, but, you know, you could have, he had the talent enough to give him a shot, and you go from him to Heinicke, back to Ridder, back to Heinicke. Defense is young talent. You have all this cap, so I guess it's just Arthur Smith, what he did with the Titans in the offense a while back, you think he would have done it. But I think now that he's released, watch like those three of Bijan, Pitts, and London to just go off too. But, you know, Falcons need a new regime. They got a lot of cap space though too. I think they're like a quarterback away from making that offense like boom. Like that's going to be like a scary, scary offense. Pete Carroll, this one was just like literally, I'm recording on the 10th. This happened on the 10th, literally. Pete Carroll not fired. He's been reassigned. He's going to do more of a front office role with the Seahawks. 14 years, 137-89-1 record. Hall of Fame coach. Literally turned that franchise. Seattle won two Super Bowl appearances, one win. Changed the culture with Seattle football. excellent over there, especially when he started in the NFL, didn't do that well, went to college, dominated USC, and then went back to the NFL. When I made my talks a while back of who's going to get fired, I said Pete Carroll. He's one of those coaches I said that will not be fired. If he were to not return the following season, it would be more of like a mutual parting ways, retirement, or kind of reassigned to a different role. So this is kind of what I thought. Like, if he were to be gone after the season, it would be more of like either he retired or he'll still be with the Seahawks, but not as the head coach too. They need a little bit of a change here. You know, he's a little bit up there in age. He could still coach if he wanted to. But if he wanted to go more towards a front office role, he definitely still will be around the organization. Look what he built there in Seattle from the Legion of Boom with the Russell Wilson era. Even now with the little mini Geno era when no one really expected him to do much. So, you know, that's what I kind of expected with that one too. Another one, you know, this one, Mike Vrabel with the Titans. 6 seasons, 54-45. I make jokes with the Titans with like mediocrity, always 8-8, always in the mix and whatnot too. I never thought Mike Vrabel was a bad coach. I think he's a really solid coach. I think when it comes with him and the Titans, I think the Titans just needed some sort of a change. I think both parties needed a little bit of a change. Vrabel, no doubt in my mind, is going to get another head coaching opportunity. I think there's better options for him out there than, say, with the Tennessee Titans, too. There's a lot of other teams that I know, you know, Chargers, maybe go back, be the Patriots team that he played for. But I think that this is, and I want to know what people think about this, because this is like one team I was kind of thinking about. What if he did, like, go to the Atlanta Falcons? Just kind of hear me out with this, too. Look what he did with the Titans, bringing a nice culture with the Tennessee football team. Had success there in the early parts with the Titans, too. Look what he can do with the Falcons. They're kind of missing that identity, missing that culture. Has a lot of young pieces around him on the offense and the defensive side. If he can maybe bring in a quarterback, a younger quarterback, maybe even a veteran, who knows. But I think he can do a lot of work in Atlanta in a good way. I think him in Atlanta, that's a sneaky underrated fit. That's just kind of what I'm thinking. It just kind of went to my head a little bit. Chargers obviously would be a good choice too. Patriots too. But I think Falcons could be a sneaky good hire. That'd be a sneaky good hire for the Falcons. They can bring in Mike Vrabel. I don't know. I feel like him working maybe with the Ritter or another quarterback, but with like a Bijan Robinson. Look what he did with the Titans with Derrick Henry. Can you imagine what he could do with Bijan Robinson? Just a ground and pound running style coach. I feel like that would be a low key, a very good move for the Falcons. But he'll get a job anywhere else. Like I don't think he's gonna be back coaching on the sidelines again. Like next year, you can guarantee it. Again, like I said, it wasn't necessarily he was a bad coach. I think him and the Titans. I think it was time for them to just kind of part ways. You know, and do something separate. The Titans needed a fresh start. Vrabel needed a fresh start. And I think Vrabel's going to succeed, no doubt, elsewhere right away. I really do think that. And lastly, Washington Commanders, Riverboat Ron Rivera. I expected him to be fired. We all kind of expected that. 4 seasons, 26-40-1. Ron had 2 good seasons with the Panthers. One was the MVP Cam Newton year. I think he maybe a little bit more of on the overrated side as a coach. I think his time as a coach is done. I don't see him coaching again in the NFL. I think out of all the coaches here, Vrabel's the one. Arthur Smith maybe might get a shot down the line, but I think Vrabel is definitely going to get him. Like Ron Rivera, I think he's done. He's tried to do enough, but I think the Commanders just need to completely revamp everything yet again. they just completely need to revamp everything again. That's it with the coaches, because Bill Belichick, I mean, obviously, I would say with the Chargers, Raiders, Chargers, Raiders was the other team. I just forgot what the other team that was fired. Wow. Panthers. Their interns are gone, obviously. But if I think Pierce should be rehired by the Raiders as a full-time, look what he did with that team, changing it up quickly. They're not going to make that mistake again with Rich Bisaccia. I don't think they're going to make that. They shouldn't make that mistake again. They should bring Antonio Pierce. Players love playing for him. I liked watching them play because he was so with these guys. And I like him a lot, too. They want to keep him around. I think Pierce is definitely a nice young coach on the rise. I think the Raiders should do whatever they can to keep him around, too. That's kind of just what I'm thinking. Pro Bowl. I figured I should talk about the Pro Bowl because I'm one of the more advocates of liking the Pro Bowl. I don't hate the Pro Bowl. Could they have changed some things? Absolutely, and they did with the Pro Bowl games, and it doesn't look that bad. The Pro Bowl rosters were announced too, so here's some notable ones here. I'll do the skill positions, I guess. For the AFC quarterbacks, Tua, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Tua starting here. I would take I Tua and Lamar are a good choice here. I would probably put Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, I think this is, again, it's like half popularity contest, half with the stats. Mahomes is good, but I think Allen had a better season. So I would put Allen there. Running backs, Raheem Mostert deserved. James Cook deserved. Derrick Henry deserved. I wouldn't pick to replace him. That's the thing. I wouldn't say, oh, this guy should have made it. Then who would you replace? And that's kind of what I'm thinking. Alec Ingold for the Dolphins at fullback. I think Patrick Ricard should make it as the Ravens fullback, but that's just me. Although, again, Ingold has done good with the Dolphins offense, too. It's helped them out. Wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Jamar Chase. I don't think there's any changes here. I think Cooper kind of got lucky with that 200-yard game. I would probably keep those four. I would say make the Pro Bowl for that. If I had to pick somebody different, I would stick with that. And the tight ends, Travis Kelce, yeah, having a little bit of a down year, but still a good year compared to other tight ends. And then Njoku, kudos to him. He's having a really good year with the Browns, too. So, again, I don't have a problem with that. Some other ones here. You know, even like the defensive end, Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, defensive ends, those are the top three I would go for. Chris Jones, Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle spot, just a matter of Beakway, the reserve. That's perfect. Outside backers, TJ Watt, Khalil Mack, and Josh Allen. Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Allen. Khalil Mack, yeah, good. TJ Watt, yes, Josh Allen. It's hard to take them out because I would have definitely given the nod to Quincy Williams for the Jets. I think he's more of an inside backer. No, I put him, he's more of an outside back. He should be there as a linebacker spot. He probably will be an alternative. One of these guys don't make it. But the inside middle linebacker spot, shout out to both Ravens, Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen, both made it. Queen as the reserve and Roquan as a starter. The fact that Roquan, this defense, he's changed so much, and I called it so long back, the Ravens should trade for him. They would have changed their defense and would have made Patrick Queen a better player. And it's helped him out, no question about it. Defensive backs here. Patrick Surtain, Sauce Gardner, top two. Yeah. Gardner didn't have a pick this year, but he still was a lockdown corner. Denzel Ward for the Browns, yes, no doubt about it. Jalen Ramsey, he missed a lot of games, so I wouldn't have put him on there. I think Brandon Stevens for the Ravens should have got the nod over him. That's just me. And the safety slots, Justin Simmons, Minka Fitzpatrick, Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton has been doing really well for the Ravens. Another good Ravens draft pick, so can't complain there. And, of course, Justin Tucker made it as the place kicker for the AFC. So that's just kind of – a lot of Ravens made it this year. A lot of Ravens. I don't think any Ravens offensive line. Oh, no, they did. Sorry, Tyler Lindenbaum, the center. Another good Ravens draft pick, by the way. Tyler Lindenbaum and Kyle Hamilton, fellow draft picks. You know what? Ravens just do it, man. And for the NFC, Brock Purdy, blah, blah, blah. I make jokes with Brock, but he definitely should have made it. As a starter, I guess so. Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, don't have problems with those quarterbacks. They all would have made it. I don't think there was an issue. Christian McCaffrey, DeAndre Swift, and Kyren Williams as the running backs here. Yeah, I would stick with that. That's not a problem. Fullback Kyle Juszczyk for the Niners. Again, really there's no competition with the fullback spot. Wide receivers CD Lamb, AJ Brown, the starters, Mike Evans, and Puka Nacua for the Rams. There's all that I could say here. I would put Brandon Ayuk here, but who would I take out? Would you maybe take out Mike Evans as the weak one here compared to the other ones? But I think these four you stick with. George Kittle, Sam Laporta, the tight ends. Yeah, those are the ones I would pick too. Sam Laporta is going to be a sick tight end for the NFL for years to come, though. I really do think he's going to be really, really good. Let's see here. Defensive ends, Nick Bosa, Montez Sweat, Aiden Hutchinson. No problems there. Defensive tackles, Dexter Lawrence, Javon Hargrave, Aaron Donald. I guess so. I know Donald's one of the top ones, so he's consistent on there. Outside linebackers, Micah Parsons, Hassan Reddick, Danielle Hunter, yes. Middle linebackers, Fred Warner, Bobby Wagner, yes. Cornerbacks, Chevarius Ward and Deron Bland at the corners. You wouldn't, again, when you hit the beginning of the year, they would have not been my bet for the starting corners for the Pro Bowl. Jalen Johnson, Devon Witherspoon, by the way, is the reserve, so good for them. Shout out to Jesse Bates with the Falcons having a sick year also made as this out there, too. A lot of stuff with the Pro Bowl, man. Good old Pro Bowl. Watch, I'll check it out. I'm gonna check it out. There's no question about it. I'm gonna always check it out. Now that playoff talk, the good old fashioned playoff talk, which is weird for me as a Ravens fan because I'm just gonna sit back and watch this week because the Ravens got a first round bye, best team in the AFC. It's weird not watching them play. So I'm kind of scouting out who they're gonna be playing next week at the bank. Meet us at the bank. I'll say this now with the Ravens, with this playoff, potential playoff run here. I'm very, very excited. I'm looking forward to this whole entire playoff run. This is the most excited I've been as a Ravens fan in quite some time. I think this Ravens team is better than their 14-2 2019 Lamar MVP season. We're looking good on all three phases of the ball. Running game's looking good. Lamar's a stud. Defense is incredible. Roquan Smith, the best middle linebacker in the league. Secondary's good. Kyle Hamilton is an absolute stud. We're looking really good on all fronts. I'm excited for it, and I'm telling you this right now. All right, listen, people. I am just saying it with the Ravens right now. I don't do this. I'm not a betting man, by the way, but I would bet the house on the Ravens and win the Super Bowl. That's right. You heard it here first. Yes, right. I am so looking forward to it. I am so ready for this. I am excited for this team. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to all this. Look at all this money here. I'm ready for it. Now, for you audio listeners, I just threw out a money gun, by the way, because I got it. I got it for Christmas, specifically for this podcast. All right, this is. I'm serious though. This Ravens team is the most I've been excited. All right, put your money on it. Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl. All right, I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to it. Don't question it. All right, I'm ready. I got to clean this up after. Great. Joy. People of the world, you guys know that I absolutely love jerseys. I have way too many to count. Baseball, football, basketball, every player, every team, you name it, I more than likely got it. And I want to thank the people at Fans Idea for this jersey that you're seeing here right now. A slick back baseball style jersey with the 20 and the 19 on the back with the name Fonz on it. And look at this. If you see here closely, look at this. Boom, the logo on the side. It's an absolute great jersey. I can't thank them enough. And they got a lot of good quality jerseys on there. I'll tell you that right now. The stitching is really nice. It feels like the actual MLB jersey. They got a bunch of other ones on there. They got hockey. They got baseball. They got basketball. Football. They got all of them. They got every single team kind of color. So you can, if you want to go for a certain team, they more than likely got it. You definitely want to go over and get yourself a custom-made jersey today. Listen, you want to be part of a team? We all do. Why not make yourself your own and make your own team? Be yourself. And while you're over there ordering yourself a jersey, you go to checkout, use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 10% off your order today. Support the brand. Support Fans Idea. They give you a really good idea of what jersey to get. You see what I did there. Loser game show sound intensifies. But seriously, the jerseys are absolutely incredible. I can't thank them enough for this jersey. Again, fansidea.com and use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 10% off your order. Go get yourself a jersey. Be a part of a team. Create your own team. Why not? Go do it right now. Now that that nonsense is out of the way, and now I got to clean this up after, and I really don't want to do it. Just the thought of it just bothers me here. Ravens Super Bowl. Let's take a look at the wild card. And here's my playoff wild card predictions game by game in the order that they will be happening. Starting with the Browns and Texans. Listen, death, tax, and the Texans playing a Saturday playoff game. But it's not against the Bengals, which is very weird to me. But this one, I kind of low-key think this is going to be a really good matchup, better than what people think. As much as I like the Texans, they're a young team. They really are, and I think the future is so bright for Houston with C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, D'Amico Ryan's an absolute stud of a head coach, which, again, makes me feel old that he's the coach for the team because I saw him play literally not too long ago, it feels like. But something about Joe Flacco in January. January, Joe, the Browns, they're playing good. They really are. Their defense is absolutely amazing. Mari Cooper is a top receiver. They're looking good. I know they don't have Nick Chubb and whatnot, too, but it doesn't matter. Somehow Joe Flacco in the playoffs is a different level. Now, I don't know what they're going to do next week, but I think they're going to beat the Houston Texans. I got the Browns beating the Houston Texans. It's going to be a close game, but don't worry, Texans fans. The future is definitely bright. Remember, Texans, they weren't even supposed to. I didn't even have them in here. Nobody had them making the playoffs. No one even had them winning the division. So it was a still successful season. But right now, I got the Browns winning. I'm just going to throw it out there. The next game, you guys, Saturday Night Football, Dolphins versus Chiefs, the Tyreek Hill revenge game? The returning back to Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs, this is like the first time in a while that I'm worried. Not worried, but like, I feel like the Chiefs are not going to do that well in this game. And it's weird. I know the Dolphins haven't been playing well also in the back half of the season. But I have this weird feeling it's going to be one of those games where Mahomes is going to have a good game, yes, but there's not going to get anything else outside of Mahomes on the offense. And I do think the Dolphins win this one. I feel like the Dolphins offense are going to get, the offense is going to be somewhat healthy now. But I just have a weird feeling that the Dolphins are going to win this one. Tua's going to have a really solid game. Tyreek Hill's going to have a revenge game. I think he's going to have a huge revenge game. Waddle's coming back from injury. I think he'll be fine. Raheem Mostert, too. So I have a feeling the Dolphins are going to win this one. It'll be a close game. It will be a close game. I think this is going to be one of those weird years. It's been a weird year for the Chiefs with, like, the receivers. Kelce hasn't playing up to, like, you know, his Travis Kelce self as we've seen in the past. Mahomes has still been pretty solid. Defense is still good, but for some reason I got the Dolphins win this one. I don't know why. But we go to the Steelers-Bills the next game. I got the Bills winning this one with ease. TJ Watt's not playing. Mason Rudolph's your quarterback. This is such a... I don't know how Tomlin does it every single year. Above 500 yet again with this third different quarterback. I don't know what's going on with Kenny Pickett. The Steelers need a complete change in everything. They really do. I love George Pickens, by the way. But it's not going to be a close game. So I'm going to go with the Bills winning this one with ease. Bills, they... Listen, I wasn't sure about them in the middle of the season. But they're getting hot at the right time. They're one of those teams that I would not want to play in the playoffs, too. Packers-Cowboys. And I give credit to the Packers, man. Jordan Love. Listen, I was wrong about Jordan Love. I wasn't sure. I was not sure about Jordan Love. He's looking really good. They got a nice young skill personnel with two rookie tight ends, a couple of young wide receivers. Aaron Jones is still a solid running back. Consistent, great offensive line. Defense is young. They can be a lot better. I don't think they're going to win. I think the future's bright, and the fact that Love was able to make it to the playoffs in his first full year as a starter, looking with the stats this season after being shaky in the beginning, very, very impressive. I think the Cowboys win this one. This actually might be somewhat of a closer game, maybe by, like, say the most, I would say by 10 points, I would say. But I'm going to go the Cowboys win this one by, like, 10. But it's going to be a game. I think, like with the Texans, the future's bright for Green Bay. They, again, got their quarterback in Jordan Love. I don't know how they do with the Packers. From Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love. Credit to them on that one. Sincerely, a lot of credit. Let me go with the Rams and Lions. Man, it's the battle. It's the battle of who actually won the Rams-Lions-Stafford Goff trade. Now, the Rams may have won if they won the Super Bowl. But if Goff wins here, he may have won the war. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying. I know the Rams won the title. But if the Lions win this one, maybe they won in the long game. I have no idea. But regardless, this is a Sunday night matchup. This is going to be... I am 100% going to be tuning in for this one. Stafford returns to Detroit. Detroit hasn't won a playoff game. I don't even know how long. It's been a very, very, very long... I don't know off the top of my head, but a very, very long time. The Rams play smart football, and they're a good team. But Dan Campbell's not going to let this slide. He is going to win this game. Him and that Lions team, they're going to win this one. This is going to be like a nail biter down to like the last minute, I feel like. Dan Campbell's going to be not biting kneecaps. Somebody's biting a kneecap. But you guys know I'm a huge Dan Campbell guy. I've been a fan of him for so long. So I do believe that the Lions win this one, but it's going to be like down to the wire. Like I truly, truly do believe it'll be down to the wire. And lastly, the Eagles-Buccaneers, a Monday night playoff game. This one... The NFC South, they made fun of getting rid of the division, but I give credit to Baker and the Bucs. Baker's been, I mean, Todd Bowles, I don't know how he's doing with this team. And Baker, he wasn't really ready in Cleveland. He came to Tampa, and he's been looking really good. And I don't know if they're going to win, but it wouldn't shock me. I still got the Eagles winning this one. I know they had a shaky last couple weeks, but Philly's so, I feel like so like impatient. It's more like a what have you done for me now? Sirianni, I still think is a solid coach. I know they lost their coordinators when Shane Steichen went to the Indianapolis Colts and Gannon went to the Cardinals, offensive defensive respectively. But I'm not saying the Eagles are going to make it far in the playoffs, but I think they'll beat the Buccaneers. It might be close. I think it might be close. Maybe not a blowout, I feel like. It's going to be close and there'll still be questions about it, but I wouldn't be worried. I think when it's the following weekend, the division round, that's when I maybe would consider the Eagles maybe not winning it. But I think they'll beat the Buccaneers. I don't think necessarily that one will kind of be an issue for me.
Grateful Apparel people have been talking about this brand for a while now. I became official brand ambassador for Grateful Apparel, and I cannot stress this enough. The clothes are absolutely incredible. They got vintage shirts, hoodies, hats, a bunch of different collections, designs, very colorful, and a simple but great and important message. Grateful. You want to support a great brand with a great message, you want to support your boy, head on over to www.gratefulapparel.com today. Get yourself a nice hoodie, a hat, a t-shirt. get something, and while you're at checkout, use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order today. Get yourself a cool vintage shirt. They got some like Camp Grateful. They got the 3D Archie that I'm wearing right now, a Daisy print trucker that I've been wearing before. You see it on multiple videos. Again, gratefulapparel.com, code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order. Support the brand. Support Grateful. Support a great, great message. Check them out now, gratefulapparel.com, FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order. Go do it now.
That's cleaning up something, some non-NFL stuff. We'll do some little football. I don't talk about college football. I kind of want to talk about it. Congrats to the Michigan Wolverines winning the national championship. I had Washington winning because I'm a huge Michael Penix fan, but they didn't win. Kid, I do like Jim Harbaugh a lot, you know, brother of John Harbaugh, Ravens legendary coach. So he won. Jim Harbaugh finally won. I gave him crap a long time ago saying he should be fired and done anything, but he finally won the big one. So credit to him. I do seriously think that Harbaugh is leaving for the NFL. I think the time is now. It's perfect. He did everything he could in college. He made Michigan a relevant program again and literally won them a national title. Someone grew up in recruiting and whatnot. He revived his career with the Michigan Wolverines after a time with college football down the line, and then, you know, with the 49ers, which he had success there too. But I think with this Michigan run was very excellent for him. I think this is a perfect time for him to go to the NFL. Now the question is, where does Harbaugh go? You can go a number of different ways. You could go to the LA Chargers if they were to go for him. This is, again, if the teams want to reach out to him. He would be a good fit with the Chargers. Look at all that talent he has around him with the young quarterback and Justin Herbert. Atlanta could be another option because they have the skill pieces down there, but he's been good at recruiting for so long with Michigan that he can recruit or bring in a quarterback to Atlanta. That's also another possibility as well, too. But I think a good one would be the Washington Commanders. I would want to see it because they have a lot of cap space. He's close to his brother and John, so that's something too. And I think for this one, he staying in the NFC, so he doesn't go, so he has to compete against his brother. It's kind of a weird thing. But the main thing is, like, Sam Howell is not terrible. I think he needs the right coaching staff around him because he's competent, not excellent, but he's a competent quarterback. I think with the right coaching, it would help. And I think Harbaugh would be a perfect fit for Howell just to kind of see what he can bring, what can kind of bring him to his full potential, whatnot, too. Because, again, like you saw, he's a young quarterback, and Harbaugh was doing a great job recruiting at Michigan with young quarterbacks. So there's a chance for him to do something there with Howell. And if, say, if it doesn't work out, he could still bring in his own guy a year later or whatnot, too. But has a lot of cap. They need a different change there, I think, in the locker room, whatever. I think Harbaugh would be an excellent fit there. So I think the Commanders would be a good spot for him, too. But again, he can go anywhere. The Chargers and Falcons wouldn't be that bad option. You know, even the Tennessee Titans wouldn't be that bad, too. Harbaugh will get a job. He will no doubt get a coaching job. I really do think he will, but I don't know where. It's a lot of different options. Hey, listen, what if he goes to the Patriots, huh? Listen, we haven't announced, we don't know if Bill Belichick's leaving yet, but can you imagine? If Bill Belichick leaves and is replaced by Jim Harbaugh, that would be interesting though. But another thing that happened too, literally right as I was recording, because I just wrote it down here, Nick Saban retired, and that made me feel very old. Now, I'm not huge on college football like others too. I watch it here and there too. I follow it, not as crazy, but here and there. But Nick Saban was always the top of conversation with college football. When you talk about one of the best college football coaches in recent memory, it's Nick Saban, what he's done at LSU and Bama, with Bama particularly, six-time national champion, with Alabama, 201-29 record. Literally made Alabama since like 2000, I believe it was 8 that he was there, or 7, I don't, maybe a little bit before, I don't remember. 2009, I know he won the championship. But made that program like relevant for so long. When everyone talks about college football, Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. That was always the kind of the case there. And look what he developed. All these guys brought in some pros, some one of the best players we've seen in recent memory. Majority of those guys came from Alabama, were coached under Nick Saban. I consider him one of the best, if not the best, college football coach. Maybe more biased here because I saw him coaching and whatnot too, what he's done with these teams in this program. I would say he's the best coach in college football. You can say what you want about him. I've hated him from time to time because he was winning so much, but I do definitely tip a cap off to Mr. Saban. Enjoy retirement. You 100% deserve it. Alabama's not going to be the same without you. You feel old, man. It's a weird college football. No Jim Harbaugh, no Nick Saban. No Pac-12, by the way. That also makes me low-key kind of sad. We're just going to have one big, giant super conference. No BCS national championship. It's going to be a college football playoff. I think it's expanding next season. So no more of the Sugar Bowl, Fiesta Bowl. That actually means something. Transfer portal. College football is changing for the better. Who knows, right? who knows if it changes for the better? But hey, It's changing. It's changing nonetheless, too. But lastly, lastly on here, I'll do a little basketball to close out. At the time recording, could be changing, but Knicks are undefeated since trading for OG Anunoby. Now, I got to say, they're not done. I think they're going to make another move here. But I got to give credit, and this team is looking really good with OG at the starting spot. The defensiveness, I wasn't sure because, I know we say we need defense, we need a defensive 3-and-D guy. How's it going to work on the court? It is working really well. This team is getting hot at the right time. We're looking really good on all cylinders. The only thing I do worry about is our bench play because we don't have Quickly now. On our bench, we put DiVincenzo at the starting spot here. But our best bench guys is Josh Hart and Quentin Grimes. They're not bad, but I still want a nice certified score off the bench. Now, who could it be? I don't know. We've been rumored talking about Jordan Clarkson could be a potential option too. Put Donovan Mitchell, and then we put DiVincenzo off the bench. Maybe DeJounte Murray. I don't know. I've talked about it, but this is the move before the move, I say, with the Knicks, and the OG trade has been really good for us. And I still hope Barrett and Quickly are dominating. They're doing pretty well in Toronto, I would say. And I'm rooting for them, except when they play the Knicks. But, this has been... It's been good so far. We're looking good. We're going to eventually lose a game here and there, but we're playing hot at the right time, and I'm really liking this move for OG. I hope we can keep him around. There's a reason why we traded for him, even with the expiring contract, giving up so much for him. I think we're going to keep him around, too. And I think Precious Achiuwa, keep an eye on him. He's not playing a lot right now. He's struggling a little bit, but he's a nice energy role guy for us off the bench. So I think he'll be really good for us, too. But this Knicks team is looking good. I'll do more basketball talk as the football season kind of winds down and we're fully into the NBA season and whatnot, too. But I just had to, kind of mention that out there, too. And that is it for this episode. It's a shorter one here, a little under 40 minutes, I would say. I'm not too sure actually what that is after recording right now. But, it's a quicker one here, too. I know a little bit crazy is going on here, but, a lot of stuff. We got, again, it's starting into the new year. We got a lot more stuff coming, with not only with Fonz Talk Series and the Slick Back Kegboard, but the YouTube channel. Again, this is if you're watching it on the YouTube channel, thank you, Fonz DeFalco. You're going to get some regular videos on here very soon. A lot of ideas in the chamber, whatnot, too. A lot of guests that are going to be coming up down the line. I'm going to be in talks with someone to have on the show in the coming weeks. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but a little collaboration stuff. Got a lot of stuff coming down the line. A lot of good stuff with this podcast and brand, too. So if you like this stuff, you want to check out my other stuff, Fonz Talk Series on YouTube. The link is down below. My Instagram, Fonz DeFalco. I do some other videos that are that are too long for shorts. So they're on there too. Some other random videos I make too. Also my TikTok too. I don't really use X Twitter. I really don't use it, but you can follow on there too for updates. I do post when my updates of stuff come up. I'm going to try to go TikTok live more. So if you want to ask me a question on there, again, slickbackkickback@gmail.com. If you have a question for the podcast, you want to ask me, or, if you want to send me a video, an idea, or you want me to talk about something, or, if you got a Jersey for Fans idea, show me what you got. I want to see. I'm curious. Also, Grateful Apparel, Grateful Apparel Fonz for 15% off your order. Fans idea, use code Fonz for 10% off your order. We got a lot of good stuff coming for this podcast and a lot of other good stuff too. So you guys are the best. Rate, review the podcast. The numbers have been doing really, really well. I'm excited for it. We got a lot of good stuff coming, man. And it's all thanks to you guys. So I'm going to head on out of here. I got to clean all this money on the floor that I made a mess here. Have a good day. Good night. Good evening. Whenever you're checking out this podcast, and I'll catch you all next time. Peace out. There's no money in this money gun, but it's all right. Peace out, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Slick Back Kickback Report. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review. Tell a friend. Tell 5 friends. Your support will always be appreciated here on the Slick Back Kickback Report.